USA Radio News.
Today, during the daily White House press briefing, much of the conversation and much of the questions revolved around Rudy Giuliani's comments made over the last 24 hours. Let's take a listen as Sarah Sanders addresses those comments.
When it comes to the other, the last instance that you mentioned, as Mayor Giuliani stated, this wasn't something that was initially known, but later learned. And again, we get the best information possible at the time, and we're going to continue to do that every single day.
A Frontier Airlines employee was stabbed to death today when he got in a fight with a coworker on the tarmac at Philadelphia International Airport. The workers got into an argument earlier this morning on the tarmac, and the injured worker was taken to the hospital with a stab wound to the stomach, but he later died. Today, President Donald Trump celebrated the National Day of Prayer by outlining steps that the administration is doing to safeguard religious freedoms. This is USA Radio News.
Monica Bickert is a vice president of product policy and counterterrorism, and Facebook is sharing more details about the complex issues that we've heard about over the course of the last couple of months. Tell us what some of the things the company is doing today, Monica. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So we've long had a set of community standards that tell people what we don't allow on Facebook. For instance, we don't allow bullying, we don't allow harassment or hate speech. But what we've done now is publish the details on how we enforce those policies.
Okay, but what can people do if they feel that something has been removed in error or maybe just misconstrued in some way?
When something gets reported to us, we have a team of real people sitting around the world. And so if you think we've made a mistake, you will now have the ability to ask us to revisit that decision.
Monica Bickert, Vice President of Product Policy and Counterterrorism.
Michael Caputo is a former President Trump campaign aide. Now, he just sat down with Special Counsel Robert Mueller for an interview regarding the 2016 presidential election. He's been making the media rounds, and he said and talked about what the focus of a lot of his questioning all pertained to.
I learned they're still looking at Russian collusion. They're still looking for it. While I wouldn't be asked about charges of obstruction or asked about financial crimes, I was there during the time when they believed that Russian collusion was initiated. That would be the only thing that they would ask me about. That certainly is the only thing we talked about.
Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife of 54 years, blasted his accusers, the prosecutors in the case, and the media as being lynch mobs and seeking mob justice today in her first official statement from the Cosby household since the ex-TV icon was found guilty of sexual assault. The three-page statement was emailed to media earlier today by a Cosby spokesman. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Investors and many people on Wall Street will be keeping a close eye on the jobs report that comes out tomorrow. Former Fed Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan joined Fox Business to share his thoughts on the economy and inflation.
Till inflation rears its head politically, we're not apt to do what is required to sustain the process, which is now beginning, but is unlikely to show in the data for still quite a while. We're in a state, we have been in a state, of stagnation for quite a number of years, since 2008, in fact.
Greenspan then describes what he believes the state of our economy is right now.
What we're looking at now is the merging to what we used to call stagflation, which is the combination of slowed economic growth and accelerating inflation, which theoretically was not supposed to be able to happen before. But we're moving towards stagflation, and in the process of moving in that direction, it feels good, but it's a false dawn.
Finally, back on this date in 1978, a marketing executive transmitted an unsolicited sales pitch for a new line of 400 computers to prospective customers. The stunt did generate some business as well as complaints. And my, how the times have changed since that first spam email was sent back in 1978. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.